more information on what you've heard? Have a travel question or comment? Just log on to petergreenberg.com. Now, here's Peter.
And welcome back to Eye on Travel. Peter Greenberg here with you, coming to you from the Virgin Hotel in London. Of course, you can always reach me. You know that. Just email me to peter at petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. Let's go right to the phones out in Murrells Inlet. I hope I pronounced that right. South Carolina. You're laughing. I've got Stephanie on the phone. How do I do with that?
You did great.
All right. How can I help you, Stephanie?
Well, my husband and I are going to be visiting London at the end of a transatlantic cruise towards the end of February 25. We've never been to London before, but I understood that first-timers might want to stay somewhere near Trafalgar Square. So we have two free nights in the Hilton, and we chose Duke on the recommendation of the Hilton Diamond Desk. And after listening to your show last week, I just thought, you know, I wonder if there's a better location, you know, better property to stay in. We don't really want to be in a touristy section. We'll probably take, you know, an all over like London Black Cab tour, something like that.
Sure. But, well, first of all, you know, we're right now coming to you from the Virgin Hotel here in London, which is a great location, but definitely not in a major touristy destination. It's in the Shoreditch neighborhood. But I will tell you that Duke's is a great choice as well. I love it. It's got the coolest little bar. It's a small hotel. It's not a large hotel, which is great. And even if you don't stay there, you should go check out the bar. But remember, when you talk about a touristy destination, that's London. So
right.
it's not just Trafalgar Square. And and where you are at Duke's, it's great. Look, I love to walk, but of course you have the tube in London. But you are in walking distance of all the great shops, you know, whether it's on Piccadilly or later out, you know, over at Harrods or you know, all the Marks and Spencer. I mean, don't get me started. But bottom line is, Duke's is not a bad choice. And on your next trip, when you want to come back and explore a neighborhood that's like becoming very hip but not touristy, then check out the Virgin in Shoreditch.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Well, the Diamond Desk hasn't steered us wrong yet.
Well, so there you go. Well, you know, there's always that first time, but I think Duke's is going to be okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You got it, Stephanie. Have a great trip.
Thank you.
All right. And now let's go to an email here from David. Interesting story here is on October 31st, our charter cruise from Star Vista Live on the Holland America Line, the name of the ship was the New Amsterdam, was unable to disembark due to stormy weather conditions. On every cruise I've done in the past, the ship would credit or refund money to our invoice if a port was missed. The cruise only had two ports, according to David, along with Tortola and the BVI. We did dock in St. Martin. So here are the questions he's got. What does the Tortola port fee cover? Wouldn't every passenger be entitled to some credit from Tortola, Star Vista, and or Holland America? Well, excuse my somewhat hoarse voice, but the answer to your question has to be yes. If you contract for something, and I presume you paid for your trip with a credit card, including that port tax, right, and you didn't get the service, you should be entitled to a refund or a credit. Now, what a lot of cruise lines will do, and you didn't tell me how many ports were total. I mean, it was only two ports for the whole cruise. But if that's the case, then you missed out on half the ports. Now, that doesn't mean you get a full refund on the cruise. It doesn't mean they're going to give you a future cruise credit for a large amount of money. But in principle, they should give you something like an onboard credit or a refund for the port tax that they paid that was based on people leaving the ship in that port, which none of them did. So do me a favor, send me more details. Peter@petergreenberg.com, which means your original reservation number, what the fee was, what your total fare was, and any written information from the ship in response to the fact that weather prevented them from docking. Now, of course, every cruise line has a force majeure clause in their contract that in the event of something beyond their control, like bad weather, they have the right to substitute ports. They have the right to miss a port. Simply because safety has to come first. Okay, they missed the port, but you were charged for something you didn't do. So I think the same principle applies. So let me know what's going on, David, and we will get into it, simply because there's a principle here. All right, here's one from Mary, who writes, we have a cruise booked and need a flight from Detroit to Miami from March 7th to 15th. The Delta flights are $562 right now, but they're usually in the $300 range. You like my voice? I think it's sexy. Should we book now or wait? Or is the hike a result of the hurricanes? The answer is neither. Here's the deal. You're booking a little bit too soon. Now, unless those dates, and I don't have my calendar in front of me, unless those dates are Easter, or I don't think it's President's Day weekend because you're in March already, that might explain it. But I think you need to go about 54 days out, which means end of December would be about end of December, very early January, which would be the time to start looking for those fares on Delta. Okay, that's what you do. Right now, you're way too in advance, and the algorithms that the airlines have to project demand and then set prices are not designed to give you any discounts now because they're looking at the load factor, and it's too soon to adjust to the load factor and adjust prices until we get a little bit closer in. So again, 54 days out, look at it, then let me know. All right, you got it. Back with more. How do you like that voice? Back with more from the Virgin Hotel right here in London in Shoreditch as Eye on Travel returns right after this.
Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. Eye on Travel will be right back. Been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
And welcome back, everybody. Peter Greenberg here with my hoarse holiday voice, coming to you from the Virgin Hotel right here in London in the Shoreditch neighborhood. Very cool place to be. Of course, you know the drill. You can always email me. Just do it. Peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. Let's do some of that right now. Here's one which I find really interesting, but one that's got a lesson in it. It's from Deb, who says, my husband, David, and I have had a credit with Southwest Airlines for a number of years. I believe 5+ years. But because of some health issues, knee replacement, et cetera, I have not been able to fly. I have an upcoming back surgery February 24th. I can provide proof if needed. These were non-refundable, non-transferable fares. So, what is Deb saying? She's asked Southwest for a refund or if I could make this transferable as my daughter and her husband will be traveling from Chicago to Florida. And of course, Southwest is saying no. She says, we honestly do not see travel in our future and I would like to get this resolved. And he helped to get a refund. Well, Deb, you said it in your email. They were non-refundable and non-transferable. But to make matters worse, you claim you've had a credit for 5 years. I know of no airline credit ever issued that lasted for more than 12 months. So every once in a while, especially during the pandemic, that was every once in a while, the airlines might roll something over for another 6 to 12 months. But 5 years? Unheard of. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. If you want to email me and send me your ticket numbers and copies of all your correspondence with Southwest, that's right, you can send it to me at peter@petergreenberg.com. I'll be glad to get into this with them. But my instincts tell me that you're not going to be successful simply because, A, you've waited too long, and B, because I don't know of any airline that's going to issue a credit, a revolving credit, for 5+ years. But anyway, I'm happy to try for you, but I'm not holding out much hope. We'll give it a try, okay? Just remember, anybody who purchases a non-refundable fare, you know what that means? And Southwest is very good about this. They don't give you a ticket charge. They're way ahead of the game before anybody ever decided to get rid of those ticket change fees. They did give you a credit, and that was responsible and fair. But for 5 years, I don't know of any airline that gives you an unlimited bank account in that respect. But go ahead and email me and let me see what I can do, okay? I appreciate that. But the lesson there is if you've got it, use it. By the way, I'm a big fan of changing the rules to make credits transferable, right? If I get a credit to go to a free movie, I can give it to you. right? If I get a coupon giving me 30 cents off on a Diet Coke, I can give it to you. Why can't I do that with travel? Something wrong there. But in any case, thems are the rules. So let's see what happens. All right. But, you know, it's a problem if you don't understand the word non-refundable. Okay. Let's go on here. Here's one from Eileen who writes, and again, excuse my voice. I want to fly from LA to Hawaii for a one-week cruise to the five largest Hawaiian islands in October of 2025. How can I find a good, reputable travel agent? And then she says, I want to cruise on a medium-sized ship, not those behemoths. I hear you, Eileen. Well, you're in luck because the only cruise line that I know that's cruising among those islands is there's only one ship. It's a Norwegian ship, NCL, and that's the only one going. It is not a behemoth. It's one of the mid-sized ships. So your choices are remarkably few, but at least there is one. And now you ask how to find a reputable travel agent. You can do one of two things. One is we live in a world of specialization. And in that world, we have agents that specialize only in cruises. And anybody can refer you to a cruise specialist. You can also go to Virtuoso. You can also go to Signature. These are, or Travel Leaders. Those three consortia have specialists that do nothing but cruises. Okay? Cruise-only travel agents. And they may have a special preferred supplier relationship with NCL that might get you even a better deal or some onboard perks once you're on the ship. All right? But the deal is, there's only one ship. It's got a special exemption because it's registered in the U.S. to sail between those islands, and it's on Norwegian. So let me know what happens, but you should be in good shape there. Okay, here's one from Bagley, who writes, I'm going on a tour trip with a few friends to Italy, leaving September 25th of 2025, returning October 8th. When do you suggest the best time to purchase airline tickets? All right, here we go. You ready? Not now. You are way too early. The sweet spot for purchasing tickets, especially when you're out of season, which September 25th, 2025 will be, is about 54 days out. So you should start looking at the beginning of July of next year. You could even look at maybe even June 15th. But within that period, that sweet spot is usually about 54 days. And the bottom line is, you'll probably find some great deals. Right now, the computer algorithms that the airlines use to project demand and set prices aren't really set up to give you a deal now. They're looking to see how those loads materialize. And chances are, unless I'm missing some amazing festival in Italy in September of 2025, the load should be pretty light. So that's when you want to do it, okay? And now, while I try to maintain what's left of my voice, that music means we're out of time for the show. That's what that music means, but not before I thank Amanda Morris doing the producing, Jeff Ryder doing the boards back in Connecticut, Nikolai Urson, and Heather Odell with Virgin, and the entire staff here at the Virgin Hotel here in Shoreditch. I must have had too much fun, because I can hardly speak. But I'll see you next week, everybody. Happy holidays, and happy return trip on this Thanksgiving Day weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Ion Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.